Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking. It is what it is.
Peace, peace. What up, family? We are back in the field. Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel. What's going on?
And we are... Hello? And we are Collective Minds Radio. We are back again, y'all, in the building. You know, thanks for joining us another week. Hopefully we are sharing some constructive, interesting dialogue with the family to get your week started. You feel me? So hit us up, Collective Minds. We ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. 929-477-1697. But yeah, we here. We in the building. We are back again. It is another week. Queen Rigel, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. And no announcements, though. I'm sure I'm probably forgetting some, but no announcements, but I did have a great week.
I guess we're still waiting on our brother Mufasa Ra to check in. But other than that, yeah, we here. I had a good week. It was a short week, you know what I mean, with some things going on for me. But nonetheless, it was a good week. I'm looking forward to this upcoming week, getting some things done, getting some things, you know, checked off the list and whatnot. But as far as the news goes, it's been kind of a, I would say, a slow week as far as, you know, kind of the news go. You know, I'm not real big on the news cycle, but I do pay attention to kind of, you know, what's going on in the headlines and whatnot. And I don't know, it's been kind of a slow week. I do know for those of you that are into boxing, I don't know if people got to catch the fight, but it was the trilogy fight between Wilder and Fury. It happened last night. This was the third time that these guys have fought. It was for the WBC championship. The first fight ended in a draw with Wilder, you know, knocking down Fury a couple times. And then the second fight, Fury just, you know, he just outboxed Wilder, put it like that. And then last night, which was the third fight, you know, and I let Rigel speak on it as well. But, yeah, Fury just handed it to him, you know what I'm saying? Fury beat Wilder, you know, to a pulp. I think Wilder's game plan was good the first couple rounds, and then once Fury started throwing them hands, it was a wrap. You know, I think Fury kind of beat him on the inside. He was getting some good punches inside. Wilder was steady just trying to throw that right. You know, he was trying to knock him out with the right. And it just wasn't a good look. I hate to see Wilder go out like that, but I think Fury got his number. You know, that's probably the last time we'll see them two fight. But at the end of the day, it was a good fight. You know, it was a great fight. You know, I think both of them cats got a lot of heart. They was in there banging, throwing them hands. Probably the fight of the year, you know, in my opinion. But Wilder just came up with the short end of the stick on this one, and I think Fury got his number. But that's just for boxing fans, if you into that. What you think of the fight, Flynn Rodgers?
I was really disappointed. I really wanted Wilder to win. So I really, really hate that he lost, but he definitely lost. I hate
him.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't have debate about that. He got knocked out. 11th round stoppage. 11th round TKO.
But I was just rooting for him. I think my assessment, my own personal assessment, I think he did some training, but I don't think he did the proper training to prepare. It seemed like he was still in it with the wrong mentality. It don't seem like he was going in it for the love of the sport. And I think he was going there on some old revenge type things. And a lot of times you just can't do that. I just think he just didn't do the proper training. I can tell when he first got hit very hard by Fury, you can just see that he was just so defeated. From that point on, I was just nervous. When he hit him with that right and hit him in his ear and probably fractured his eardrum or something, because he didn't have any more balance after that. He was just kind of like stumbling, But the reason why I said in the beginning, because when he came out with Loaded Lux and with that mask on, he just looked the same. It just didn't seem like there was anything different about him to me. He came out looking like the same old Wilder. So I was, from that point when he first came out, I was like, I don't think he changed, But nevertheless, I still give him credit because that's something I couldn't do. Because if you hit me one time in my ear, it's on. So I give him credit. He still tried even three times to beat him, and he didn't do it. So I love to, see what's going to happen next. But I just hated that he lost.
Right. Yeah, I think I don't think they will ever fight again. I'd be surprised if they do. I think Fury, I know that since he got the WBC belt and Anthony Joshua just lost it to Usyk, in the heavyweight division, I think after Joshua and Usyk fight again for the rematch, then Wilder probably go fight the winner of that. And I don't see Wilder. If Wilder wins, I don't see Wilder. If Fury wins, I don't see Fury taking another Wilder fight. He already beat him.
I mean, I wouldn't
times
if I was Nick. Yeah, it's no need.
Yeah, I don't
no
think,
need.
Yeah, I don't even want to see that fight again, to be honest. As a fan, I don't even want to see that fight.
Yeah, because if they had another fight and if Dante won at that time, it's still like, okay, you late. It's almost like he just, stumbled across a good fight that time. If he was to fight him again and win, it's like, okay, that was just some old luck, because it just really don't make sense for them to fight again. It really don't.
Right. It don't, and I don't see him fighting again. So, I don't see Wilder and Fury fighting again. But I don't think, Wilder's career is over or nothing like that. I think he still has a chance. He just can't beat Fury. He only got two losses. He still got a hell of a record. He still got 10 title defenses. I think that's tied as most in history. He still got the biggest knockout percentage, I think, in heavyweight history. So I don't think he got nothing to be ashamed of. He just lost to the better man. Fury's a better boxer than he is. And, if he realized, come to terms with that and accept that, I think he good. You know what I'm saying? He can still fight again. But we'll see, more to come. You know, we'll see how that go.
Yeah,
we'll see how that go. And also this week, if I don't know if y'all got a chance to watch it, but Dave Chappelle dropped another Netflix special. You dig what I'm saying? And as far as I'm concerned, Dave Chappelle is the best comedian in the game, you know, that's on a big stage. You know, I think his stuff is thought-provoking, is witty, it's shocking, like it's everything combined in one. And he dropped a special this week. And basically in the whole special, he was really kind of going in on the LGBT community, going in on the trans community. Not really, I would say, in an offensive way, but he was just talking about it, man. He exposed them on some of the racism, you know, within the LGBT community, also the racism within the white community, and, you know, how the white community is very accepting of the gay lifestyle, but yet if you're a black person in America, you still get, you know, you still get shunned to a certain degree or whatnot. He was kind of going in on the special. I think the special was good. It was shocking. If you get a chance, it's called The Closer on Netflix. It's the Dave Chappelle, you know, comedy special. I thought it was excellent. It was funny. It was shocking, like I said. And Dave went in. And now it's a campaign to cancel him. But the thing is, I don't think you can cancel a person like Dave Chappelle, you know, just to be 100% real. I don't think you can cancel Dave Chappelle. I think he has enough money. He has enough support. And it'd be very difficult to cancel him because, you know, he kind of does things on his own terms. And as a comedian, you know, he still pushed that line. You know, where he could really feel like, I guess he could just talk about anything. And, yeah, that's where he's at. He talked about the baby. It was a good special. If you get a chance to check it out, it was a good special. Did you get a chance to see it, Roger, and what you think about what you saw?
Well, I started it last night after the fight. I didn't finish it, but I'm looking forward to it from what I've seen so far. Yeah, everything you said. He's the GOAT. I think it's going to be a pretty good one. And I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of it. But, yeah, he definitely crosses the line. He don't have a problem with it. He's not worried about it. He does it very well, in my opinion. And I'm ready to see the rest of it.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Dave Chappelle did go in.
Yeah, I know he always crossed the line. He always, you know, walked that line. So that's the same thing. But like I say, now that he's very seasoned and they know, and I agree with you as far as not being able to cancel him because they already know he's not controlled like that. He done it even before, like, when they offered him all that money and he turned that down. They know he would do that again. And now even more, he don't have to. You know, so.
Right.
You know, he's in a position. You know, I'm sure now my only concern would be that, you know, he don't end up, you know, because they know they can't cancel him off the TV. And hopefully they don't really try to cancel him for real, in real life, because he done made somebody mad.
Right. I mean, you know, nowadays people are so sensitive and everybody gets offended with jokes. And I think as a comedian, that's the whole point is to, you know, to be shocking and to to bring light to real life situations and make it funny. You know what I'm saying? The best comedy and the best, you know, funny situations are things that are real, and it can, you know, sometimes be shocking. You know, it can make you think. Like, that's what this comedy do. It makes you think. It's shocking. It's over the top a lot of times, but it's right there. You know what I'm saying? It ain't too far from the truth, and you can still get a good laugh at it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I just think he did a beautiful job with that special, and good luck with canceling, because I think it's probably one of the biggest, Netflix specials he done had. All three were successful, but I know this was trending. This particular special, The Closer with Dave Chappelle, was trending this weekend or this week on Netflix and whatnot. So it's doing its numbers as always, and yeah, check it out if you get a chance to. But yeah, if you're just joining us, family, this is Collective Minds Radio. We are here in the building. I think our brother Mufasa Ra, you with us, brother? What's up?
Yes, sir. I am here.
Yes, sir. How was your week, my brother? And do you got any announcements for us?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've had a very busy week. But I'm glad to be above ground. So, but yeah, very busy week and no major announcements. Just glad to be here. And, man, yeah, no major announcements, yeah.
Yes, sir. All right, yeah, we had talked about the fight and the Dave Chappelle special. So far, did you want to chime in or add on to anything about the Wilder Fury fight, the trilogy?
I won't say too much about that fight. I'll leave that alone. I ain't gonna go too hard on that. I'll say just one thing. Wilder, you know, it's time to just move on from this. Hopefully now, you know, you've had enough time to lick your wounds and say, hey, it's just sometimes a person just has your number. Just give it up. You know, he got you. It is what it is. You know, just leave it alone. Don't even speak on it no more. Just move on to the next fight. And sometimes it's like that in life, y'all. Sometimes somebody just has your number. No way to walk away. Wilder just walk away. And that David Chappelle thing, I ain't seen it. I know David Chappelle is brilliant comedian. I haven't watched that special, so ain't too much I can say on that note. But I will try to check it out and see what it's all about.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. Yeah, family, hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. We are, you know, just having an open discussion, putting things out there that happened this week. Did you have anything you want to put out there on the table, Brother Mufasa?
No, not today. Nothing major. To be honest with y'all, I'm not a person that's scared of COVID and like that, but today is just one of them days that I just ain't been feeling good, y'all. And, you know, I'm trying to, you know, shake it off, but yeah, I ain't just been feeling myself today, y'all. And maybe it's the weather change, you know. Mm-hmm. Hopefully ain't nobody feeling that little nasty little illness is my way. But yeah, I ain't feeling myself today, y'all. But I'll shake it off.
Yes, sir. Well, we hope you know, shake that off, brother. Hope you're feeling better. Speaking of the COVID, you know, they talking about getting the kids vaccinated and whatnot. And they say There's an article. It says just 37% of parents with kids age 5 to 11 say they'll get them vaccinated against COVID, with vaccinated parents 6 times more likely to get their kids the shot than those who are unvaccinated. So, yeah, that's the next push for folks, is to get the kids vaccinated. It's looking like the, you know, the campaign kind of wearing off. I feel like people are pushing back. I know it's a lot of people that took it, but I don't think it's the numbers they want. And to me, it kind of seemed like the campaign kind of slowing down. Like they still pushing it, but it seemed like they're trying to figure out their next move. So it's kind of like a limbo period. Yeah, and they're trying to figure out how they want to proceed to get more people, you know, to take the vaccine. It's kind of weird because they offering to get your record expunged if you take the vaccine. Like, they willing to look at, like, all that type of stuff just makes it even more suspicious. Like, you going to try to, you know, bait me in by offering me, you know, record expungements or whatnot, just so I can get the vaccine?
My coworker told me.
Come on, man.
He's saying now, he's like, yeah, because, yeah, of course everybody know, you know, I did not do, and none of my co-hosts here, we ain't took the vaccine, but the people at work, they telling me like, yeah, you gonna have to be careful now. So you waited all this time. Now, if they want to do something to you, the poison gonna be in this back batch of shots. All you guys who waited till last minute to get it, y'all gonna get the messed up. Shots now.
Hilarious. No, he's trying to make himself feel better because he might feel like, hey, he already got the bad stuff. So he's trying to throw that on the unvaccinated or the people who getting vaccinated later, which I don't ever plan on getting vaccinated, just for the record. Like, I'm going to put up a fight. You know, I don't ever plan on getting it.
I'm not feeling well, but it ain't no different than, like, you know, you might feel like just a normal little sickness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I'm sure, and what I'm gonna do when I go to work, I can't wait to tell them, yeah, you know, y'all, I ain't feeling good today, just to make them panic and see how they panic and go, oh man, you ain't had that shot, oh, ooh, ooh.
Right.
You know, even if I do have a little sniffle, it ain't nothing no different than any other time. You know, y'all are out
right
here and
right.
Introduce this foreign matter to your body, which I still say in a couple months, who knows, you might turn into a damn lizard or something, who knows. But I'm not getting that mess. Ain't no way. I'm not dealing with it. If it's meant for me, you know, I said this before, it's meant for me to leave here and God put corona on me. Hey, I guess it was just my time to go. If it's that bad that it's time for me to go, it was time for me to go. But I'm not going to introduce myself to some stuff that I don't know what it is, what it's about. Nah, I'm good. You know, I'm not dealing with my daughter.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was just looking at this flyer. Now, this is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And it says, you want your record expunged, free food, and a chance to win a Visa gift card. All you have to do is register here Calendly to get your vaccine. And they holding like a drive at a community center. So they offering all these things to get the vaccine. It says your record may be eligible for expungement if, for misdemeanor, 5 years have passed since completing your sentence. For felonies, 10 years have passed since completing your sentence. even if some items are not eligible for expungement, you can still get other eligible items expunged. Cases that did not result in a conviction are eligible for immediate expungement. So, yeah, this is what we come to. So they're giving a big push. You know, they're trying to sucker folks in and get the vaccine. Like the brother said, the common cold ain't gone nowhere. People still feel, you know, you still get down. The cold ain't gone nowhere. The flu ain't gone nowhere. All these things are still around. So for me, you know, I would just treat the illness or anything, just wear it off. The body would naturally fight it off, you know. Mm-hmm. As long as you're getting your fluids and whatnot and you have a healthy immune system, I think for the most part, you know, you'll be straight, you know, in my opinion. And that's kind of what I'm banking on is my immune system and just going from there, you know, because I don't trust this vaccine. So that's just Brother Kev talking, you feel me?
I help people's immune system. All this stuff, people, you know, we got a lot of people on medicine, you know.
Right, true, yeah.
Kind of affect your immune system. Antibiotics, you know, destroys your immune system too. You know, we got a lot of people
on those
types of things. But nevertheless, and I'm not saying that it's so destroyed, though, that, you know, they can't, you know, fight off, you know, like a corona of some kind, influenza or something like that. You know, but I still don't understand how people don't recognize how they're treating it so differently, but yet they still want to tell you that it's just like any other vaccine that you always take. But they're not treating it the same way. It's like people just not recognizing it at all. I don't understand.
Well, real quick, I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all know about what these IV antibodies is all about? Because I guess it's some type of new treatment for COVID. Y'all know anything about that?
I don't.
No, I just
vaguely sure
about, but I don't know much. But I did kind of hear about it that they have it, but I don't think that they really, you know, trying to talk about it like that right now. I don't know why. I don't know if it hasn't been fully tested out or what. But it seems like they're trying to keep it on the hush.
Okay. Yeah, maybe if maybe the callers might know something about that. Yeah, I kind of heard just something about it in passing. And I was like, what's that about? I didn't look into it too deep, though. It's funny,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not sure.
Now, we kind of mentioned this before. I think it was me and Riley was talking about this. I think it was. But it's funny to me how on all these social media platforms, like you can't even say COVID. And they be bringing that.
Right.
Somebody get ready to talk about that. Say the C word, and they can't. You can't say COVID because you don't know what happened. One guy was on his YouTube channel talking about it, and he had me cracking up because instead of saying vaccine, he called it the Vaseline.
Right.
That was funny. People getting. You know, real slick about how they talk about it because they don't want their channels getting flagged. The Vaseline.
The Vaseline, they call it the jab. Yeah, the jab, the Jabberwocky. I heard people call it the candy. You gonna take the candy, the juice. Like, it's so many different names. But the Vaseline, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, family, we here. I don't know if y'all wanted to put something else out there. I got one more thing. I don't know if y'all heard about this, but this just goes to show, you know, the type of world and country that we're living in. Playboy magazine, the infamous Playboy magazine started by Hugh Hefner, has made history yet again by putting a male on the cover a Playboy. This is the first time ever. Now, y'all know. Say that again.
That magazine still exists?
Apparently. I'm just looking at this story. Apparently, this is just one of the stories I came across this week. It says, influencer makes history as Playboy's first ever gay male cover star.
It's not Lil Nas X.
This is a Filipino influencer named Bretman Rock, whatever, yeah, lives in Hawaii. But, yeah, they put a male on the cover of Playboy. So, you know, I just wanted to share that with y'all. This is the world it's coming to. This is
Why
the world
make
we have
a magazine specifically.
It's
just made a magazine specifically for gay people. I'm surprised they ain't did it. They made a new magazine.
I'm sure they do.
So that's puzzling me that why would they put this man on her, like, forcing that down straight people's throat? Playboy is for, you know, from what I know, it was for straight men. And I thought they had a Playgirl magazine for women. So
right.
I don't know, understand why they have to put that on there, you know, a gay person on the Playboy magazine. I don't get that. They're just making a magazine.
I don't get it either.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Right.
It's, Playboy's a long way back.
Yeah, it's an agenda. This is what I'm saying. Like, this is crazy, but, I mean, ever since, like, the internet and all that stuff, they say, you know, Playboy been falling off and whatnot, but it's still just one of them brands that, you know, that's been around for a minute and people kind of know what it is. And for them to take this route, it just don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? It just don't make sense. So,
from a marketing point of view, it makes sense. From a marketing point of view, because like you just said, if the internet, since the internet, then if it had an effect on their magazine publication where they kind of dropped down, and now they're looking for something wild and crazy to get a reaction from people. And so I guess they may kind of jump on the bandwagon for marketing purposes. But still, I still understand everything you guys are saying because I don't understand it either. It's rather ridiculous to me. But
yeah, because even though it could be good marketing and it can get you a buzz and get you out there, you still risk losing your traditional fans. You know, like Brother Mufasa said, it was a magazine supposedly for straight men, you know, heterosexual men or whatnot. And when you do this, you know, I guess you kind of, you kind of risk losing your traditional fans for real.
I was just going to say, if you do risk losing your traditional fans, but unfortunately, people was out chasing the bag. So if they're going to get the bag, if what they decide to do, their marketing campaign is going to help them get the bag, they're going to get the bag and say, forget our traditional fans. We're going to get new fans that's going to give us this bag. You know how people think. They don't care about customers. I'm sure everybody have experienced poor customer service all day long. People don't care about customers. You know, not like they should. People don't care about the people that help build them for real. They one agenda is to try to get the bag, and they'll do anything for it. They'll lose people for it. They'll gain the wrong people for it. They would just do anything for the bag. People don't care about it. It's so much poor customer service out here. People don't care nothing about their customers and the people that support their brand and their businesses, they can care less. They worried about the bag and the money.
Yeah, in a lot of cases.
It's sad, but it's just a harsh reality.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, I'm afraid that.
When y'all talk about a Playboy, y'all made me think of this story. I don't know if y'all remember this too. I had a grandmother for callers, for people who don't know. My grandmother was blind, and I can remember back in the day when I was a kid, when Vanessa Williams was made history being the first Miss Universe, Miss America. I think it was Miss America. But anyway,
right.
She was a black model, Miss America, and she did a spread in Playboy. And it was the talk of the town to the point where even my blind grandmother, she had one of my uncles, or this one uncles, get that magazine and drop it off at the house. And my grandmother had me describing what was going on in this magazine.
And that was the one she did with, she was in there with other women too. I remember that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
wasn't she in there with other women? And
I think it had been, so long ago, but man, you made me really revisit that time in history.
I do remember now. Vanessa Williams, I want to say she was in Hustler. I don't even know if it was Playboy back then, but at the time that was definitely controversial at the time. That was big.
Right now,
you
could just do a regular, it ain't nothing to expose yourself now. It ain't no big, you hear about it, and then we over it the next day. Everybody naked these days.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. True that. Yeah, but, yep, we here, family. This is Collective Minds Radio. Hit us up, 929-477-1697, I guess. We can go to the call lines if y'all want to. If there's something else y'all wanted to add on, feel free.
We can go to the call line to code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I'll tell you what. Mustafa, you hang on. We're going to get that call right out of you here in the next 5 or 10 minutes.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
But what I want to know, what in the world is going on with black folks in St. Louis? 11-year-old pistol whips a driver and carjacking while his mama is in the car.
Dang.
The mama gets a driver to give her a lift with the little boy. On the pretense they need something. I don't know. And next thing you know, a little boy in the back seat taking out a pistol and hit the man upside the head. And they hijacked the car with the mother. 11 years old.
Yeah, that sounds about like us. That sounds about some stuff like some stuff we'll do.
And that ain't the first time. You had one 12-year-old, a black kid hijacked somebody down in the Soulard area on Broadway. Nobody says nothing about that, man. Then you got a black mass shooter in Texas, 18 years old.
Well, now in this case, in his defense, I knew it was
ain't
a
no
brother
defense.
When I heard the story, because it was over a fight. It was due to a dispute, a
bullying?
So-called, quote-unquote, bully. Yeah,
bullying.
So this wasn't
okay.
One of those, where the white kids just shoot up the school and don't nobody know what happened. This was, an actual gripe or something. So.
Well, it's been going on for a long time, we understand. So why come the family didn't act accountable? I knew you guys, I mean, know somebody's going to say that. And wait a minute, I ain't done yet. Hang on for a second. When he gets out of jail, he go home, it's a big party for him.
Well, from what
Mustafa,
they say,
hang on for a second.
Was...
A party? Well, isn't that like taking somebody to the Burger King? Oh,
no,
wait a minute. How about Kyle Rittenhouse?
Is not law enforcement.
What about Kyle Rittenhouse? Kyle Rittenhouse
Kyle
was being
Rittenhouse
bullied.
Was being protected. No,
Kyle Rittenhouse was being bullied. One of
the
men he shot had a pistol. They chased him. He fell down. Then they tried to stomp him. One guy tried to hit him upside the head with the edge of a skateboard. You had a black man that come running in there trying to stomp him. And boy, 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 that brother, that black man is lucky today that Kyle just wasn't in the right composure. Because when he raised that big 17 or 18 size shoe up, Kyle was on his rifle arm rolling over. And to show how
Kyle
showed composure, he didn't shoot nobody in the back. He only shot those who was a threat. And to me, and then when the police give him a bottle of water, everybody say, oh, yeah, that's what I call white privilege. Well, they didn't give him a party. Man, I'm on, you know, this Biden cut HBCUs by $30 billion after Trump gave him $100-some-odd billion or whatever it was, spread out over 10 years so they wouldn't have to come back and beg for it every year. And this clown comes in and cuts it.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you brought that up. I'm so glad you brought that up. I was just asking. I was just asking somebody about this just last night, who couldn't stand Trump so bad, and I'm asking, man, what's up with your boy Biden? How you doing? Now he ain't my guy, and I say, well, what has he done so good? What has he done so much better than Trump? I get crickets, no answers, and. I'm so glad you brought that up. That was something that Trump did for black people.
Remember that black people ignored. Stimulus checks, remember? Remember the person
saying
the
same
thing?
Stimulus check. You got to pay taxes on it.
He gave us a handout.
You're going to have to pay taxes on it.
Going with your bill.
As a matter of fact, now you got the Biden administration want to sick the FBI on people. Parents that go to school board meetings and raise hell about what's going on. How trifling can you get? Going to sick the FBI on parents and school board members and investigate them for being homegrown terrorists. Well, it's their school board, and more importantly or not, it's their children. Next thing, I wouldn't look at Netflix, and I like Dave Chappelle. I think he's a good person, good business person at that, just like Floyd Mayweather and Lil Wayne, good business people. But he shouldn't be ridiculed, but you got those that will. But, you know, getting back to Biden, United States was importing all at the tune of $218.5 billion. It's projected by 4 more years. It's going to go up to $784 billion with these Democratic policies of cutting contracts on pipe oil pipelines and putting all these restrictions on the production of oil. That's what they do.
Well, and tell us what Trump was doing. What was Trump doing when he was in office?
Trump had the United States self-reliance. They was exporting oil to other nations. Now Biden has got us buying oil down there at the rate of $1 trillion by the time 2025 roll around. And it's steady increasing.
I'm already paying
and look at the
dollar.
And look at the debt. Look at the debt these people got. United States revenue is about $3.8 trillion. Right now the debt is $30 trillion. Approaching $30 trillion.
Right.
Well, how in the heck are you going to make that work? you only take in $3.8 trillion, and that's not, if you were to stop all of the spending, it would take you over 10 years to eliminate mm-hmm. that debt. They shut down the northern border, where Canadians that come in are 80% vaccinated. But they opened up the southern border and letting Haitians in, ain't had no vaccination whatsoever.
Well, they kicked the Haitians out, remember?
No, they let
the
some in.
Kicked out.
They let some
trust
in.
Me, they're going to be shipped right back if they don't. They don't
and 60,000 supposed to have been coming through Peru or someplace, headed this way. I bet I can tell you one thing, that wouldn't go on under President Trump. Those are things I don't understand why people don't talk about. And, you know, and I don't know, you know, we need to have that wall. Read your Bible, Nehemiah 2, 11 and 18. It talks about a wall. It talks about God say, build a wall. So all you Bible followers with the Church of God in Christ who have 9 million members, Black Southern Baptist is almost a billion members, 907 million, and the National Baptist, Black National Baptist is 7.5 million with 31,000 congregations. They should be hollering for the wall.
It was prophesied back in the day. It was prophesied to build that wall.
Mm-hmm. Okay, y'all. How y'all do, Roger?
You did great.
All right. That sounds great coming from you.
Whoa, hold on.
All right, I'll talk to you guys.
You forgot the remedy for my cold.
You've been doing your elderberry, vitamin C, and your... The other stuff?
Man, I'm going to be honest with you, brother. I have slacked off in the past couple of days.
You don't have to do it every day. You just do it every other day.
Yeah.
I'd hit that zinc. You know, I hope you got the liquid and put it under your tongue. Take a little water down behind it. You'll be all right tomorrow.
Yeah.
Give me a little local honey in my S&T. Because it's probably just my allergies. I have allergies bad. And so, you know, these seasons change. That's probably all it is.
Mm-hmm. People usually start getting things around October. But you'll be great and go to bed tonight thinking about Trump. That'll help ward off the evil spirits.
There you go. There you go.
All right, I'll see you guys later. Take it easy, Kevin.
Yes, indeed. Peace. Peace.
Thank you, Colin.
You know, people don't realize what they had until it's gone. And some people even then still don't realize. In just a year, this Joe Biden dude been done so many stupid things and has done nothing helpful, in my opinion, to benefit Black people when Trump did a number of things to help Black people out. But because of his, you know, tough talk, people hated on me. But I stand on it. I stand on it still to this day. I stand
to this
on
day.
That man was the best president I've had in my lifetime. I haven't had a better president than Donald Trump in my lifetime. The thing, the programs that he implemented, I saw a lot of things he did for Black people. And we can just go outside of Black people and talk about how the man was trying, again, in my opinion, to get people to on the same page of America first. It's the country we live in. Quit worrying about other countries. It's about America. And I was almost... You know, becoming a little patriotic myself with the old dying. But now with this clown in here, no, sir.
Yeah, I think his people, they have in voter's remorse too. They're not really feeling Biden like that.
Yeah, they sitting back quiet.
Yeah, they super quiet. They know they shouldn't have voted for that man.
I'm paying a dollar more at the pump. Soon as this cat got in there, the prices started creeping up. Now we at a dollar more a pump.
Yeah.
You know, that's taking money out of the average Joe. That's taking money out of the average Joe's pocket. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude. Then you know, what you know about the Cash App thing that he got going, that he's a part of. You know, now you want to tax people for, you know, over $600, receiving over $600 on Cash App and Venmo and stuff like that. Like, everything that this dude is doing is not benefiting the little man.
Right.
Pathetic,
yes, dude. Sir. Yes, sir. People going to see, you know, that this was not the best choice. And, yeah, you talking about the gas going up, everything going up, inflation. They talking about the U.S. Mm-hmm. The U.S. debt ceiling. They had to pass some bill to a short-term increase to the debt limit because they're approaching, you know, about to default on their loans as far as the U.S. Treasury Department and all that stuff goes. So it could be a government shutdown. You know, we always see that a few cycles. And now it's approaching this debt ceiling thing. So that could be, you know, very impactful to the economy, you know, within the next coming months. So, you know, we'll see how these things.
Yeah, you know, the government, they do their shutdown. Around this time every year, the government had a little shutdown. I'm starting to think that's just a way for them to get a little vacation. Because I can think about that going all the way back to Obama, when Obama was in office. It's starting to seem like, once or twice a year, around this time, the government do this. All right, we're going to shut down because we can't have no agreement. I think it's just extended vacation.
Yeah. They do that a lot. So we're going to see how Sleepy Joe is going to handle this, and especially coming this next year, we're going to see how things play out under Sleepy Joe. Family, did y'all want to hit the call lines? We are here. This is Collective Minds Radio. I'm Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev, and we got our brother Mufasa Rye, Queen Rigel. Y'all want to hit the call lines?
Okay, Eric, 9572, call you on Collective Minds. Do you have a question or a comment?
I'm sitting here picturing Mufasa describing that magazine. That would have been hilarious.
Say it again.
I'm sitting here picturing you describing that magazine. That would have been hilarious.
Right.
That's my family member there, y'all. So he knows his grandmother that I'm talking about. He knows that's his grandmother too.
And you know what you cousin what to do about that cold right about now?
Go get that glass orange juice.
But yeah, I watched that Dave Chappelle special.
It's
right on point. It's almost like they want to cancel your freedom of speech. You go see a comedian. You're a fat guy, okay? Let's say I'm a big old fat guy. I'm sitting here laughing at all the jokes about everybody else, but when they come to joke about me, now I'm down my feelings. They need to get over that shit. But it's all about canceling your freedom of speech. They want to censor what you say, how you say it, and the contents of how you say it. It's all censorship. And all they're doing is setting up to take, and all they're doing is setting up to start taking our rights one by one. You know they want to start with these guns, but I thought Chappelle was pretty much spot on. But
I'm gonna check this thing out. I ain't seen it myself. I'm about to see what all the hype about, 'cause
Hearing y'all talk about it.
I mean, it's just listen. And like I said, when you go to a comedy show, especially if you know who the comedian is, then you should walk in there with an open mind and not get offended when the joke turns your way. So it's always funny. Tell us about you. Now we got a camera.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be ABC people. They do got a lot of power, and that's the scary thing. How do they get so much fucking power? But I guess this is the new Babylon. Get used to it.
Babylon.
So
and the baby lion.
The Babylon.
Right. Yeah, man.
Where anything goes. So.
Yeah. That's where we at. But yeah, Carl, appreciate it. You got anything else you want to put out there?
Nope, that's it.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate it, Colin. Thank you. All right, fam. We here. We coming down within the last half hour. Hit us up. Number's 929-477-1697. y'all want to hit the call lines? Or y'all got something else y'all want to put out there?
Okay, we can get the Hawk call lines. Area code 609-310. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, how y'all everybody doing over there?
All right, Caller.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all
right.
Making it.
Yeah, one of the comments. Yeah, I did see, I forget which one of it. It was on like last week or the week before last. The guy that they put on the cover of the Playboy magazine. I seen that last week.
Right.
He was on somebody's talk show. I can't remember who it was, but he was on somebody's talk show because he also was a host of one of those award shows that just came over to the last week or two. He was a host of that show, and he was talking about it. And I just say, you're right. Times are changing. It's crazy. It is. It's crazy. You know.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah,
crazy.
I didn't hear about it. They got past me.
Past. It's the skinny black dude that with the funny voice. It got to be what the glasses.
It's a black guy.
Real skinny. Yeah.
It's a black guy though.
He played on a couple of shows. I forget his daggone name, but he also hosted whatever.
Is that the same black guy that played the fairy godmother?
Yep. That's him.
Right. That's Billy Porter, but that's not the same guy that's on the Playboy cover. But no, that's Billy Porter, who is he's a moist guy too.
I thought he was the one on there. They was talking about it, so he ain't the one on there.
Nah, this is another guy. Nah, this is like a Filipino dude, but he was on the cover of another magazine, but it wasn't Playboy. Billy Porter was. He was like in a dress or something. Yeah, that's the dude that played the fairy godmother on the new Cinderella.
Exactly.
Which is another foolish thing. They got this black man playing the fairy godmother. But no, this is the Playboy cover. This is another dude. This is a Filipino dude. I mean, it's still the same contest. It just show you how they doing it and pushing their agenda. Because they be having Billy Porter. He be on a lot of shows. I think the brother say he may have been molested when he was younger. So it's always something there when you see all this confusion, you know, when it comes to your gender and identity and all that, it's always something there, you know, in a lot of cases, you know. So, that's what we're dealing with.
I did hear about the anti, that shot he was talking about, that antibiotic treatment. And I'm not sure if they approved it already. I don't think it's approved yet. Is it approved yet?
I don't think,
so.
I don't know if it's approved.
Somewhat.
I know they were talking about it. Like,
yeah, I had a friend who had COVID, and they said I'm going to ask them some more information about it, but they had to go to the hospital, and they received it. So, whether it's approved or not, they're doing it. Yeah, whether it's approved or not, they implement it. So I'm going to ask them some more information.
They want to approve, so you know they'll do that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't got, you can't have COVID if you get, if he didn't have COVID, did he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had COVID.
Oh, okay. So I thought the antibiotics to prevent you from getting the COVID. You see what I'm saying? It said it's to prevent, it's a treatment to prevent you from getting it. So I'm confused how the heck they got it. And it's supposed to prevent you. You already got it. You got it. So what's I guess maybe to prevent you from getting it so bad, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into it because that was new to me. I hadn't really heard nothing about it until, you know, they just kind of.
They were just talking about it last few weeks. They've been talking about it, but I thought it wasn't approved yet. And they were saying that they were going to give it to the people that's really high risk and stuff like that to prevent them from getting it. So I don't know. They coming up with a whole bunch of stuff going your way.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They're coming up with more stuff every day. Every day is something new.
Yeah, they're trying to get people more involved. It was like Brother Kev was saying, they want the numbers to be way better than what they are. And I think they are stand still for now until they come up with another strategy. I guess after they vamp this campaign, getting all the children vaccinated, then they're going to probably circle back around, you know, and try to hit with something else. So they still trying to, for some places and things, are still trying to have you show your vaccine card, too.
Yeah.
Some places.
Here, too, they got some places you have to go. You go, you have to show it. Actually, I went to a comedy show yesterday in AC, and you had to either show your vaccinated you're supposed to show your vaccination card, all the things. I wouldn't did all that, and ain't even that for it.
Ah, dang.
You did
It's all political bullshit.
So you're saying that they were letting people in without looking at their proof?
Yes, I'm saying that, yep. Yes, they were, because I would have got mine. They never asked for it.
Okay.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they said on the paperwork it's mandatory.
Okay. So they saying it, but when you get there, it's not enforced.
Not enforced. Yep.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Nope.
Wow. Now, y'all know, I don't know if y'all know, but it's an NBA player named Kyrie Irving. So he's been holding out on getting a vaccine. Like, he's like, I don't want to take it. So now they're saying he might have to forfeit all his home games. So basically he would be on the team, but he wouldn't play none of his home games. And he's scheduled to make, they say, $35 million this season, but if he missed all the home games, he'll be giving up $15.6 million of that. And I think that's big. I think we talked about it last week where they were saying LeBron, you know, said that he took the vaccine, but it's a few players in the NBA that is not with the vaccine at all. and they trying to figure out how they gonna move forward, because they probably gonna be losing some money as far as not playing in these games. So what y'all think about that? This man probably about to give up about $15 million because he don't want to get the vaccine. But,
well,
y'all
I
got
think
any thoughts on that?
I really think that's messed up.
You forcing somebody to do something. That's messed up. That's not right.
Right. To something to their body. You force them to put something in their body. That's not even true.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Check this out. Why they not forcing no other shots like the flu shots? They recommend, but they're not telling you, oh, you better get it. Oh, we got $1,000 for you. Or, we don't stand in at your doorstep. You want it, we'll bring it to your damn house. But they not doing none of that. So why y'all pushing this so much? If y'all make me understand, maybe you can convince me, but I ain't convinced yet.
Yeah, you got to make it make sense. Like we always say,
that's what I'm saying.
Make
it make sense to me. Because it ain't making sense.
Yeah, shout out to Kyrie Irving, though. That's big. He's standing his ground.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, he's
still,
like,
still
he's
get a nice
it.
Amount. You know, if he's not full greed, he can still live off that 15, I reckon. You know?
That's
the fact. Just have to invest it, you know. He don't want to live a high flossy lifestyle. Just live comfortably, you know, with his family. And, you know, he can still manage. And it's still unfortunate, though, that he will have to give up half. I think that's unfortunate, but I think it's worth it, and he can maybe fight for it in the end or something like that, but he'll win it eventually. But, you know, it's at least he's still walking away with a nice amount, you know. He's still above average.
Yeah, I think that's messed up.
Yeah, it is messed up, but at least he's still above average, I reckon, you know.
Right, he's still making some decent money, but he is giving up a lot as well.
Yeah, he's definitely giving up.
Yeah, I will see how many people that's going to be having lawsuits with stuff start going wrong. That's why they going to tell you, this another thing, how you going to tell me, I can't, if something go wrong with this shot, I can't sue. They want you to sign a waiver and shit. Nah. I'm not doing that. That's a malpractice. And you're going to give me to sign a paper saying I ain't going to sue if I grow an extra limb. That means that's up. That's the whole thing sounds bogus to me.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yep, I totally agree. No, they won't even give you no guarantee, you know, but they want you
That's
to,
what I'm
they
saying.
Want
they ain't giving nobody. Just like there's a lot of people, like I said, that got those shots and still had it real bad or still passed away. So how you going to say, you ain't giving me no guarantee, but you still trying to force me to do something I don't want to do and I don't agree with?
Exactly. Yeah.
Are you giving people time? Oh, well, you got to March the 31st. Like, this is crazy. Got these people always already enough. People got to work and all this type of stuff for a whole year. Now you tell them they got an ultimatum. Either you fight, you do this, or you're fired, or you ain't going to have no. That's crazy. All that's messed up.
Yeah.
Do anybody have any experience
that's
with
it? Now, what y'all think about this? I don't know if y'all been following this. But you know that Texas had signed a thing saying that with the abortion, but the Supreme Court said not over here, not today. So they filing a suit against the Supreme Court. What y'all think about that? Y'all been checking that out?
Yeah, I heard about it. I remember we touched on it when that first happened. But, yeah, that's going to be interesting. You know that abortion thing, that's been going on for forever, and that's a hot button topic that they be dealing with. So, yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, they thought they had something going on when the Supreme Court said, "Oh, nah, how y'all just gonna tell people what they cannot do with their body?" That's what they doing now. They doing the same thing with the COVID thing.
Right.
They telling people if you don't get this shot, you by next month you ain't gonna have no job. These people working hard, they done went through school, all this stuff. got degrees, and you gonna tell them they can't, they're not gonna have a job if they don't get the shot. They doing the same thing. That's the same thing.
And if you and if you decide to use religion exempt, they say even if you get sick with COVID, they're not even gonna even honor your pay or anything like that. It's sickening.
Yeah,
because you know if you have COVID, normally they'll let you allow you to do your quarantine. You'll have that with pay, but they say if you don't have the vaccine, that's not happening. You just out on your own.
That's crazy though. That's crazy. You know, so just because I ain't vaccinated and I get the COVID, you telling me I told you so. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what you're trying to throw up in my face. That's crazy. That's like some kid shit. Tit for tat.
Yeah.
That's who. Think about it. That's who we got running our motherfucking government. Now, I don't mean to be funny, but that's who we got running our government. Tit for tat. You hit me, I'm gonna hit you back. Don't look at me. Look to the left. This is crazy. That's what we got running our government. Just think about it. This is crazy. And it trickles
indeed.
Down.
Yeah.
My brother was fine.
They prayed up, people.
That's a fact.
Yep, because it's crazy out here. Yeah.
When people don't, I don't know, you still got some people that just strongly believe in it. It's people that's in the hospital right now with recovering from it that still feel like everybody needs to get this vaccine and save lives, but they contracted corona even after they had the shot. And they were very ill, almost death. Been in the hospital for a long time, still in the hospital, and still advocating for this vaccine. And it didn't even work for this individual. So how can you advocate for something that failed you?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly, you hit it right on the nail. Dang, you hit it right on the nail. That's what I'm saying. You didn't get vaccinated. Soon you got vaccinated, you get sick. Come on now. It's
basically, right, you got
anything,
vaccinated, you
anything
sick,
they put out here, like you said, if your immune system weak, you might end up not lucky. That's it. You just gotta stay, take your vitamins, try to do your exercise, keep yourself on point. That's it.
So where y'all at with this with the mandatory testing? Have any of y'all been had any run-ins with people trying to force you to get tested?
I'm not with that either.
Yeah,
I don't like that either. I know at my employer, that's what they was gonna do to me. They was gonna make me. They were saying that all us who didn't take the vaccine was gonna have to do mandatory testing once a week. And I just asked them, I said, listen, I said, tell me where am I off track here? I said, ain't it true that people who got the vaccine can still catch the coronavirus, right? Is that true? And like, yes. Yeah. And so if you guys can still catch it and still pass it along, then I can catch it from y'all, right? And they're like, yeah. I said, so why is it that I have to be tested and y'all don't? I said, sounds to me like we all need to be tested every week. That's what it sounded like to me. Because y'all can still catch it and pass it. So when I said that, I ain't heard nothing else about mandatory testing.
Yep. That's exactly where I'm at, Lenny. That's exactly where I'm at. If you still can catch it, why you ain't? We both should be getting tested. We on the same page. We definitely on the same page with that. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yep. Yep. That's exactly what I was thinking. The same daggone thing.
Everybody
tested, why you still gotta get tested?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's because they just mad at some people not wanting to take the vaccine. Mm-hmm. That's a punishment. How you guys think this, how you think they're going to react with this winter? You think they're going to try to make it seem like the cases are rising again and get more people to get vaccinated or to get the ones that have already been vaccinated another booster? I guess they're just going to keep recycling the ones that got vaccinated and just keep giving them booster shots and just making the money off of them, I guess.
Yeah, keep getting people high on booster shots. I don't think they want to do us, take us through what they took us through this past year or so. I think they know the American people at their wit's end with that. They're tired of it. So I think now they're just going to keep, instead of, you know, trying to act like everybody's sick and coming up with all these mystery deaths, I think now they're just going to force stuff. They're just going to continue to say, this is what you're going to do. You're going to do it. They're just going to continue to force it. They don't have to do this use smoking mirrors no more on people. Now they're just going to tell you, you're going to get it, and that's what it is. It's going to continue to try to push stuff.
They're not going to do that because I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of Caucasians and other nationalities besides black people that ain't with. So that's where the problem lies. Now, see, if it was 95% of them agreeing with that shit, it would have been some stuff in effect because it's not. That's why they ain't going to fly, I'm trying to tell you. That's why it's not going to go down. Because it's more whites that say, you got me messed up. We ain't doing this. You know what I'm saying? That's why it ain't going down. It's not going to go down, I'm telling you. They try every loophole they can, but it's not going to go down because it's not just blacks that's not willing to get that. I'm just telling you. So
that's where the problem lies. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm just saying that I don't think they're gonna try to. They ain't gonna try to, run it down like so many people. Like Roger was saying, how is this winter gonna be? Is it gonna have all these different cases? And I'm saying I don't think they're gonna use that tactic anymore of saying people is, you know, dying all over the place, and they ain't gonna use that type of tactic no more. They tactic is they just want to try to force it on it. But I totally agree with you. People ain't going for it. People ain't going for it.
So what they were saying, I heard, I don't know how true this is. Yeah, in the schools, like, you know, they saying right now, like, kids got cases. But they not going to make a big deal of it. They going to just see how bad it gets in the schools and stuff to determine what they should do next. So basically they saying if a kid get it and they can fight it off, we're going to leave it alone, isolate them a couple of cases, but we're going to keep running school because guess what? If the kids don't go to school, they can't keep giving that funding out.
Right.
Yeah, they can't. They also know, like, they really can't make it seem like so many people are still getting sick and dying because, you know, they have succeeded in a lot of people getting vaccinated. So if they sit up and show that people are still getting sick and dying, that's going to show that y'all vaccines were a complete failure. So they know they can't go down that path no more because you got over half the Americans vaccinated. You succeeded at that. So you got to try to keep some type of faith. These vaccines have worked. They're doing their job.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how they play it. It's going to be interesting.
Like we said in the beginning, they scratching it and trying to figure out, like, man, okay, what's our next move? That's why, to me, things are kind of at a low right now because they like, damn, what are we going to do now? I was gonna finish pushing this agenda.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing, get you some honey. If they telling you to drink orange juice and all that. Orange juice and all that's good. But honey, black pepper, cinnamon, ginger, those are all antioxidants. Look it up. Natural antioxidants. And honey is number one on the list. Get you some honey, baby.
Yeah, that's
raw honey. Raw honey.
Some local honey. Yeah, you can go to Sular Market and get some honey.
Oh, I'm going to get a nice cup of tea tonight.
Yeah.
That's cool. I got some honey here. I just
don't want to make it my tea. Keep your sinus fighting everything.
Yes, indeed. All right, right on, caller. Let's see if we can probably get one more call in. Appreciate you, caller.
Okay, area code 314-863. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I do. I just wanted to say, first of all, before I forget that, go to the juice bar and get you one of them booster drinks, because if, you know, you start feeling a little funny, they mix all these herbs together and drink that. Yeah, go to the juice bar. Those are good. That's what I usually do if I think I'm feeling a little crazy, even though I take enough herbs. But I still, every now and again, go get me a, go to the juice bar and tell them that you want one of them booster drinks. They real little small ones, but they mix a lot of little stuff together for, you can get them in, you know, go there and get one. I got what Greg bought me, too, the last time, and I just put the one in the refrigerator, but that would definitely help, too. And like she said, the honey, the ginger, and which I do all that, plus I drink greens every day, too, but all this stuff. That's why I say a lot of this stuff, you know, about this vaccine, going to get it and all that. Now, I know they keep saying, you know, people going to end up with an extra head or toe and all that. I don't know about all that. I just know that I'm not taking it. My doctor does not recommend it. I take it because he's not even going to. He said he don't recommend it. He's not taking it. And I keep forgetting when I get there to ask him what is his reason for not taking it. But I know he's a thorough doctor and he does a lot of research on things. He's just not taking it because he's not taking it. So I know my doctor, he's very thorough in what he do. So he's not.
I heard that.
Yeah, so I know he's done his research. And he didn't say not to be careful. He just said, you know, he did say, make sure you're doing what you do. Wash your hands. Make sure, you know, get your exercise in. Try to get your diet right. You know, what they should be telling you this instead of trying to pump whatever they pump. All they got to do is tell the people, eat right, eat your fruits and vegetables. You know, even if you ain't walking 10 minutes a day, that's good. You know, they not saying all this. They just pumping, telling you to, you know, pump, trying to pump that whatever they pumping in you. So I know that. So you could definitely do that. Drink a lot of tea. And like he was saying, your zinc, your elderberry, you know, I do all that. The elderberry, the zinc, you know, suck on them. You can go get those at these stores and suck on them sometime. And the elderberry tea, you know, tea is good, you know. And went through one winter with them, you know, we was like, oh, what they going to be saying now that it's rising? And so, you know, I don't know if they're going to say it or not, but I know, and I do have, like, sinus and allergies, whatever, I had that. And I already know, like I say, I'm not going to let nobody stick nothing up my nose, because my membranes in the nose are messed up from the dust down there. I wouldn't dare go let them do it, because like I said, my nose would be bleeding all over the place. First thing they'll be trying to do to me, get out to the doctor, get on a ventilator. No. You know, I don't trust that. So I know I can't go and let them stick nothing in my nose. And as far as my husband said, they stuck it down, like he said, they touched his throat. No way in the world. You know, touching my throat, it's over. So I know I couldn't, you know, get that, let them do that. So I'm trying to do what I do. But if you get to that, you know, if you get a chance, go to the juice bar, tell them that you want that booster. They smile, they buy $12, drink it, it's nasty as heck. but it'll help you.
All right, I know.
That's one of the things. And y'all was talking early on about the Vanessa Williams thing. Yes, she was. They dogged that girl really, really bad and took that crown from her because
right.
She explored herself with some females sexually. And they put it all in the magazine. Yep, and they talked about
right.
that. Now they got the stuff going on where you could be with all these, you know, female males and all that. But they dogged her really, really bad, you know, on that. But it was because of that, whoever told her whatever. But now they got it where it's all this is explored. You can just see everything. They doing it. They even got men kissing on TV. So they doing it all now. You know,
right.
So,
yep.
Yeah, all this stuff is I know she probably wish she can go back and probably sue him, but, you know, but yeah, they took that from her at that time, you know.
They stripped her from her crown over there. They gave it to the runner-up.
Yes, they did. I was like, oh, yeah, they doing that because she black, you know. But I think it was another black girl that was a runner-up that they gave, regardless of whatever. They shouldn't have stripped that girl. And like I said, they talked about that over and over. But they wanted to get that crown from her anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to have that crown. Yeah, I just, you know, definitely go get that. And that, you know, that'll help. Because if you, like you say, you start feeling a little crazy, sometimes your mind can play tricks on you because you're going to hear all this negative stuff. You know, oh, Lord, they said this, they said that. But you guys don't take your mind there because that's why a lot of these people probably checked out. Because if you take your mind there and go there, because I can remember when Jabir Cousin got that COVID, her and her husband was in the hospital. I was up at the shop, and they was like, Lorraine, did you go to the shop when you at Winding-Up Shop? And I'm like, yeah, would you know she in the hospital? My man was getting ready to go there, and I started talking to myself and said, you ain't got nothing. I didn't hug her or nothing like that, but her sister and all them had went to New York, and I was like, oh, my God. And I started saying, ain't nothing wrong with me. I was getting ready to go there, and I was starting to feel crazy, but I got myself out. You got to tell yourself because, like I said, if you listen to all this negative, oh, my God, I ain't get the shot. You're going to be, you know, you can't go there because your man plays tricks on you. So you got to keep yourself above the negative of what they saying about, well, if you get it, you're going to die. Because we human. We going to hear all that, you know, so we human. We got to keep our mind stable, just do the right thing. And then if it's like you say, if it's midnight, what else can you, you did all you could do, especially for what is healthy for you. That's just all you can do. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Yes,
all
indeed.
Right
on.
All right.
Appreciate
you. All right. Thank you, Tom.
All right.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in with us this Sunday. Please tune in with us next Sunday and each and every Sunday, like always. Any show topic and ideas, send us an email, collectiveminds@yahoo.com. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Instagram. See you next week. Peace.
And the kings, we gon' get into some things. Deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Collective mind.
What they thought.